There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It sure looks like the six trades we've been telling you about for the last 2 hours are the trades that happen, including Za'Darius Smith to Detroit.
It is nice that we don't have to wait until, like, 3 in the morning or so tonight to get results.
Yeah. And, well, here's the thing. I'm not staying up for those results either. I'll wake up tomorrow and we'll figure it out.
It does kind of suck, though. Like, I'm getting myself, I'm going to watch Kornacki. I'm going to have all the different coverage going. And then I'm just going to have to, at 11:30, just call it?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't
it's
do
probably
that.
Not going to be called. So I'm just going to have to sit there and be like, I guess I'll wake up in the morning and find out. You know what's going to happen? I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night, look at my phone, and get a text notification. And that's going to be it?
Yeah, I think that's better, right? I think it's better if you just get your sleep tonight.
And then just to roll just back over and fall asleep?
There's no amount of Kornacki that you can watch that is going to make you feel better about what you see one way or another.
Okay.
Right?
Like, well, I don't know. I mean,
like, this is a sporting event in which it's like a
but
it's
you
like
get
the
no
Super
result,
Bowl.
Though. That's the problem. It's the Super Bowl as if we all just in the second quarter decided to just, you know, go to bed.
And then wake up tomorrow and, hey, The Chiefs won again.
Chiefs won. Push notification.
Yeah.
Mahomes wins his third straight. Oh, that's okay.
So I think what is interesting, like, that's kind of what spurned my, what were you most wrong about the Browns conversation?
When you bid against Jerry Jeudy, guess what? You get Jerry Jeudy.
Okay. That was out of pocket, but Zach was on fire. And when you let Zach Jackson cook, sometimes he makes a beautiful omelet
like
that.
He turns into Bobby Flay is what
he
happens.
He flayed the whole
you
damn thing.
Let him cook. That man's emerald. Bam.
But, and that's where I got that's where I started to think about the idea of, like, what did you get most wrong? And what do you think the Browns got most wrong? And I think it's trusting this defense. Because the Deshaun thing was always a 50-50. The offensive line, yeah, your tackles, all three tackles were coming off major surgery last year. There was a chance.
I still had no idea it could be as bad as it's been.
Yeah, well, the Dickerson thing to me was bigger than the health thing. But again, like, okay, I could kind of see that. If you had said, hey, the O-line falls apart because of injuries and no Bill Callahan, I get that. Hey, Deshaun doesn't work out. Yeah, I think we all came into the season thinking that could happen. Even when we were in season, we were trying to be like, well, okay, he's got to do like 25% more, or 50% more, 100% more, whatever. But like with the defense, these guys, starting with the Dallas game, like the thing that just doesn't cut the mustard for me, and I heard Rodney McLeod, who basically was like, it's miscommunications, and I'm a 13-year vet, and it can happen with me. Yeah, they've happened all season.
Yeah.
So there's something not happening this year that was happening for the most part of last year. And I think some of the metrics say, well, the defense isn't that bad. Yeah, they're not the best defense in the NFL. I was cool with a regression because it's hard to be number one twice.
Yeah.
But to be where they are, to be obvious where it's like...
It's been harder than you thought.
Way harder. Like, yeah, I think they've been a middle-of-the-road defense.
Yeah, you know, last year we had a couple games where the defense won and it didn't matter who your quarterback was. They were just that dominant, right? We talked about the Titans game. We talked about the Cardinals game where collectively in those two games, the defense allowed 3 points. The Bengals game, you allowed Joe Burrow to under 100 yards. Defense allowed 3 total points. Like, there was 3 different games that Deshaun Watson was quarterback for last year where you could have been quarterback, and I mean that with no disrespect. I should have just said Jax, and it wouldn't have mattered, though. It just wouldn't have mattered.
I think we both know.
I said it the way I said it. I said
unintentionally or unintentionally, there was disrespect.
No.
Yeah, it's okay.
No, you totally could have been a quarterback in the NFL. You totally could have done that.
But this year, I think they're...
No.
I think at points they've been elite pressure and then lapses in coverage. Or they've been really good against a run and just good enough against the pass. And or sorry, good enough with a pass rush, and then they've lapsed in coverage. Like, MJ Emerson did not see the regression he's had. Greg's always been kind of a hot and cold player.
But MJ Emerson has been a massive disappointment.
Yeah, and I think
Greg... Never could have saw that coming.
I think Greg has too.
I agree with that.
Like, I could not have seen them. Again, the defense isn't the worst thing on this team.
No.
I thought they were going to be by far and away the absolute best part of this thing, and I just haven't seen it consistently in any game.
I have 2 major questions off of this. The first one I'm going to ask, going to be selfish about it, and then we can actually move the conversation forward.
All right.
With Miles, you know, it was like 4 games without a sack, but then he was so dominant in that game. It's going to skew a lot of how we look at his season, but there was a stretch there where Myles Garrett was getting pressures, but he wasn't Myles Garrett Defensive Player of the Year from last year.
Yeah, and I will give him the pass a little bit because of the injuries.
I saw your eye twitch when I brought up his name and then started to talk, so I got worried.
It's Darius all over
again. I got worried for a second.
I'll say this. I think he's going to get to 10 sacks, and it wouldn't surprise me if they shut him down. He's got the consecutive years with double-digit sacks. I think that does mean that, like, that's a historic thing. I think that matters to him, and I think it should matter to him. It's his legacy. I would not be surprised if once he gets to 10 sacks, if all of a sudden, especially if that comes in like the Saints game and you lose, once they get to 2-8, like, why are you sending a guy out there with feet injuries that are impacting his Achilles? Like, at some point you're asking for it if it happens.
Yeah, but he might do the Denzel Ward where it doesn't matter what the record is and doesn't matter what every logical person will tell you. He's got something to play for.
Yeah, and the something to play for is your future. Like, this is, because I'll be honest with you, I'm on the fence with Kevin. I'm on the fence with Andrew too. Just to be clear, we might end up landing on different sides of the fence when we get into this conversation. I'm not really pro either of these guys right now because this is so ugly. Like,
but where I wanted to go is because you brought up the defense.
Well, can I land the plane on that real quick?
Yeah,
just
real
quick.
Ahead.
So I'm not pro either. But I'm on the fence with Kevin. If you let, because we did this with Baker, we did this with Deshaun, we've done this with guys playing through injuries, and then that has led to either a lack of success or the player getting hurt worse. I'm gonna tell you right now, if whether it's Denzel or whether it's Miles, if either of those guys comes down with an injury that costs them the rest of the season and next year, or parts of next year, most of the offseason, like, for instance, Miles with an Achilles. If that happens because Kevin didn't have the huevos grande to go to Miles and say, we love you, we need to protect you from you, let's take care of those feet, and, you know, you're still a big part here. Like, we're not cheaping you here, but at some point, somebody...
I don't think it's his call.
Yeah, but, well, okay, that's the problem.
I say, like, does he have the huevos and all that nonsense? I don't think he does.
Well, okay, then somebody in the organization... This is... We're going all the way back to adult in the room. Somebody has to be able to go to Miles and say, Miles, you're a singularly great player. We're better when you're on the field, but we're best when you're on the field and you're healthy. So I do... This is another part of the... All right, the big picture, like... We got to take care of our guys, and because the player's always going to want to play. But the Browns are the only organization that are like, well, they said they wanted to play, so I guess we got to play him. Every organization, like the Chiefs, have sat Mahomes for a game or two when he wasn't healthy. They, like, every winning organization, the Ravens have done this with their players. If he's not healthy enough to play and he's not functional, and we're worried about a bigger injury, every team has done it, and the Browns are like, I mean, I guess we got to see it. Like, he said he wanted to play. Whoopsie doopsie. No. No, that is the biggest thing. And it, to me, it's those two players.
Yeah, it's different than other sports where you're like, well, basketball players play. They, you know, hoopers hoop. It's like, you know, it's not that way. With football players, they can just take the time off.
Only in Cleveland. Only in Cleveland, apparently.
It's how we look at it. But all right, bigger picture here, though, because you said about the defense. At the end of the year, does Jim Schwartz stay?
Yeah, because I don't necessarily put it on him.
Even if you get rid of Stefanski, does Jim Schwartz stay?
Yeah, but that's because the guy who I would hire already has a relationship with Jim Schwartz.
Are you talking about Vrabel?
Oh, yes, I am.
I don't know that Vrabel wants to come here. I say that is simple. If I look and see what happened to Kevin Stefanski, and I see how Kevin Stefanski feels like he's been micromanaged, Kevin Stefanski feels like he has to be, how much say does he really have 5 years into this? We don't really know. Mm-hmm. Didn't seem like the quarterback options were any of his decisions. If I'm Vrabel, I have all sorts of options in the NFL. Why am I signing up to be in a Jimmy Haslam organization?
Because you're not going to treat Mike Vrabel like you treated Kevin Stefanski.
That's a big part. I would hope. I don't know if I have that guarantee.
I think Jimmy
will say something, and I don't know that he'll stay to it, but I don't even know that he would get that guarantee to begin with.
Well, here's the thing. I think Big Jim has got to make some big decisions. And it's not just Jimmy. I think that there's more of a conglomerate there of multiple Haslams and maybe Dee Podesta's there. I think this offseason, even if it's with Kevin and Andrew, put the football guys in total football power. Let's remove some of the restrictions from these guys. I'm on the fence with Kevin and Andrew. I see what they've done that is good. I see what has clearly led to an absolutely disastrous season. And what I understand the vitriol that fans have for both of them. And sometimes I can get in that same mindset. So if you're going to keep them, though, West Coast Paul's got to go. It's got to be elevated in a way that makes sense for both guys to be fully empowered, where they're not beholden to anybody but themselves.
Well, I mean, and the reason why I bring it up with Vrabel is pretty simple, because whether it's Vrabel or somebody else, what message have you sent to any head coach that would want to come here that it's a desirable place to come here?
Well, I mean,
when it comes to having any sort of say or any sort of power or any sort of anything as a head coach.
Yeah, I still don't know how much of that is a narrative.
I think it's a big one.
Yeah, but again, I think that is a pro Kevin Stefanski narrative that I think befuddles me. Kevin Stefanski.
I'm talking about the guy that would replace Stefanski. I don't know if it's a pro Stefanski narrative.
No, no, no. It's pro. The idea that Kevin doesn't have any power is a pro Stefanski narrative.
Do you believe he has power?
Yes.
You believe
he's an NFL head coach?
You,
yes.
You thought he had the decision between Deshaun or not to play?
No, but I don't think any NFL head coach does. I don't think Mike Vrabel in Tennessee had that say. I think
Andy Reid could decide anything he wants.
So he could bench Pat Mahomes?
I think Andy Reid can decide basically anything he wants. Why would he bench Patrick Mahomes? That would just be dumb.
No, no, no. Like, do you think Andy Reid, if Pat Mahomes had a bad season,
legitimately went to the Hunt family and said, listen, I think Mahomes is hurt. I think Mahomes is broke. I think Mahomes isn't the Patrick Mahomes. And you know what? Every single day at practice, I see this kid. Carson Wentz is the backup right now. I see Carson Wentz. You got to play with me to play with me here on this. But I see Carson Wentz being the guy, or whoever their like fundamental rookie is, or developmental rookie, whatever. I think they'd be like, okay, fine.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I think Pat Mahomes has more power. So we'll just agree to disagree. But my point is, I think this idea that Kevin has no power only comes up when they lose and people criticize Kevin.
Okay, but the impression around the league is exactly that. So, like, if you're going to be a head coach and you're thinking about going to a spot.
So he's got a good agent.
Like, Ben Johnson, for instance, didn't end up in Chicago. Why? Because it's like, oh, I see who's pulling the strings. Wait. I'd have to respond to Kevin Warren. So, I'd have to respond to basically everyone. Polls, all these people, the McCaskey family, everyone.
This is a two-parter. One, that perception goes all the way back to the Browns' two previous hiring processes. So we don't know how real it is or not. And two, you can change that by telling the coach, no, you're going to have the power. Or the GM is your boss and it's you guys, not Dee Podesta, not this, that, the other. But again, I only hear that poor Kevin has no power when they're losing.
Well, I'm just saying how much they've damaged themselves in the future with this stuff.
When Kevin wins, oh my God, he fixed Joe Flacco. The man has the Midas touch. He does everything. Look at the power that Kevin has. So he gets all the credit and none of the blame. Does that seem like a real assessment? Or does that seem like a bunch of people who like Kevin Stefanski saying nice things about Kevin Stefanski and shading him when they can?
I'm just talking about the perception around the league, though, Nick. Like, the perception around the league is that...
I think they're the same thing.
No, I disagree with you. I disagree. I think you're making two completely different points here. I think I'm talking about what Mike Vrabel could potentially look at. And then you're turning it into some sort of pro-Stefanski narrative, but it's not really the case.
Well, no. So specific to what you're saying, the Browns can answer to that. Jimmy Haslam can answer to that. Whether it's Vrabel or anybody else, I don't want to just make it about Mike. They can say, hey, the things that cause that perception to be out there, you're now our lead football guy and you're now empowered. 216-474-0092. What did you get most wrong about this Browns team? There's a lot all of us got wrong. We are going to get into the bigger issue, whether the Browns are poorly coached or poorly built. We know they're both. We're going to choose a side. Next on 92.3 The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.